At Contra Podcast Conversations, for the curious essential knowledge, simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of a Contra AI. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Look, if you're alive today, you're bumping into data science constantly, every single day, even if you don't consciously notice it.
Death everywhere.
Exactly. So today, we're taking on a really important task, trying to, demystify this whole field. We're using Data Science, Concepts, Process, and Ethics by John Kelleher and Brendan Tierney as our guide.
And it's a fantastic book for this. Here's why this conversation matters, particularly if you're maybe not a coder, perhaps you're a manager, just, you know, curious. For ages, data was just stuff you stored, a cost center, really.
Right. Files in a cabinet, server logs.
Precisely, a byproduct. But now data is, it's the engine. It drives competitive advantage. It's become a core strategic asset.
Okay, so it's shifted from a cost to an asset.
Absolutely. But like any powerful engine, you need a map to use it effectively. And that's what this book does so well. It bridges that sometimes intimidating gap between the really complex maths and programming stuff and how it actually works in practice.
So it's about data literacy for everyone.
Kind of, yeah. It's about giving you the understanding to evaluate, maybe even lead data projects without needing to be the expert coder yourself.
That sounds incredibly useful. So if this is the definitive guide, who are the people who put it together? Let's talk about the authors.
Mm-hmm.
First up, Professor John D. Kelleher.
Mm-hmm. Kelleher's the academic heavyweight. Professor of computer science, deep expertise in machine learning, AI. He brings that foundational rigor.
The theoretical underpinning.
Exactly. He ensures the concepts are solid, scientifically sound, but he also has this knack for making really complex AI ideas. Well, understandable. He gives us the why from a research angle.
Okay, the academic side. Yeah. Then who's the other half?
That's Brendan Tierney, and he comes from the complete other side, the industry side. He's an Oracle ACE director, which basically means he's got tons of hands-on practical experience.
So consulting, real-world problems.
Years of it. In finance, telecoms, you name it. He's been in the trenches dealing with messy data, tight budgets, demanding clients. The works.
I see. So that combination is key.
It's the book's magic ingredient, really. You get the robust theory from Kelleher, and then Tierney layers on the practical wisdom. How does this actually work when you're trying to solve a real, often expensive business problem? They know the hurdles.
Bridging that gap between academia and industry.
Perfectly put. They focus on delivering actual business value, not just cool tech.
Okay, so with that combined expertise, what's the core message? What's the central argument of the book?
Fundamentally, they argue that data science isn't some kind of dark art. It's a structured, human-driven process. And crucially, it's ethically bound. It's a scientific method for pulling real knowledge, real value, out of data.
A methodical discipline, not a magic box.
Exactly. And the book's purpose is to basically hand you the blueprint for that discipline. It's a map of the whole field. Starts with the basics, like what even is data, then moves through statistical thinking, machine learning, how to visualize information effectively.
And the ethics part too?
Oh, absolutely central. Bias, privacy, they tackle it head on. It's like an operating manual for understanding how data science projects actually run from start to finish.
So it equips you with a way of thinking, not just facts.
Precisely. A mental model to judge if a project makes sense, if it's useful, and importantly, if it's being done responsibly. It's quite comprehensive.
Right. Let's dive into some of those specifics then. How do they define the field itself?
They really stress that it's interdisciplinary. It's not just one thing. It sits right at the crossroads of a few key areas.
Okay. Like what?
Math and statistics, obviously. Computer science and programming, that's the technical engine. But then there's the third leg of the stool, which is often overlooked, domain expertise.
Meaning you have to actually understand the subject matter you're working with.
Critically important. You need to know the business, the industry, the science, whatever the context is. You could have the best algorithm in the world, but if you don't understand the specific sector,
the results might be meaningless.
Or worse, misleading. As they say, data without context is just noise. It's absolutely vital.
Okay, so you've got these different disciplines coming together. How do you manage that complexity? Is there a framework?
Yes, and this is a cornerstone of the book. They champion a methodology called CRISP-DM.
CRISP-DM sounds a bit corporate.
Ah, maybe. It stands for Cross-Industry Standard Process for Data Mining. But despite the name, it's actually a really practical, widely used framework. It provides the structure, the backbone for a data project.
Okay, so what does this CRISP-DM look like? What are the steps?
It's an iterative cycle, typically shown with six phases. And the first one is maybe the most important, business understanding.
Before you even look at data.
Absolutely. You have to clearly define the problem you're trying to solve. What's the objective? What does success look like? If you get this wrong, or skip it, well, the whole project is likely doomed, no matter how fancy the tech is later on.
Nail down the right question first. Makes sense. What's next?
Then comes data understanding. That's where you do the initial collecting, exploring, figuring out what you actually have, identifying potential quality issues.
Okay, understand the business, understand the data, then.
Then the big one, data preparation. This is where the real heavy lifting often happens. Cleaning the data, fixing errors, formatting it correctly, merging different sources.
The not so glamorous part.
Definitely not glamorous, but absolutely essential. After that, you get to modeling, applying the algorithms, then evaluation, rigorously checking if the model actually meets the business goals you set way back at the start.
And finally,
deployment. Putting the working, validated model into practice. That could be updating a website's recommendation engine, rolling out a new fraud detection system, whatever the goal was.
Let's circle back to that data preparation phase. You said heavy lifting. The book really emphasizes this, right?
Oh, massively. They hammer home the old adage, garbage in, garbage out. No amount of sophisticated modeling can fix fundamentally bad input data.
And this is where projects often get bogged down.
Hugely. They cite the common estimate that data prep can easily consume 80% of the total project time and resources.
80%? Wow.
Yeah, it often surprises people. You think data science is all about clever algorithms, but actually most of the time is spent just wrestling the data into shape, dealing with missing values, inconsistent formats, typos, you name it.
That 80% figure feels like a crucial piece of info for anyone managing these projects. Sets realistic expectations.
Totally. It helps you budget time and resources properly. Don't underestimate the cleaning.
Okay, so once the data is clean, we get to modeling. Machine learning. Can you break down the main types they discuss conceptually?
Sure. They simplify it into sort of two main paradigms, maybe three key techniques within those. First is supervised learning. Think of this as learning with a teacher or learning from examples where you already know the right answer. The data is labeled.
Labeled data. Okay. What do you use that for?
Two main tasks. One is classification. That's when you want to predict a category. Is this email spam or not spam? Will this customer churn or stay? Is this transaction fraudulent or legitimate?
Predicting a distinct group or outcome.
Got it.
And the other.
The other main supervised task is regression. This is when you're predicting a continuous numerical value, like what will the temperature be tomorrow? What's the likely selling price of this house? How many sales will we make next quarter?
Okay, so classification for categories, regression for numbers.
Mm.
Both need labeled data. What's the other paradigm?
That's unsupervised learning. Here, there's no teacher, no labels. The algorithm's job is just to explore the data and find interesting hidden structures or patterns all on its own.
Finding patterns we didn't know were there. Sounds intriguing.
It is. The most common technique here is clustering, grouping similar things together, like finding distinct segments of customers based purely on their purchasing behavior without any predefined categories. Marketers love this for targeting.
Grouping similar data points. Makes sense. Any other unsupervised techniques?
Another classic is association rule mining. This finds relationships between items. The famous, maybe slightly apocryphal example is finding that people who buy diapers often also buy beer. It uncovers those kinds of unexpected connections.
Diapers and beer. Right. Okay. So supervised, unsupervised. Any major pitfalls in the modeling stage they warn about?
Yes. One huge one. Overfitting. This is absolutely critical to understand.
Overfitting. What does that mean?
It means your model learns the training data too well. It memorizes not just the underlying patterns, but also all the random noise and quirks specific to that particular data set.
So it performs brilliantly on the data it was trained on.
Exactly. But then when you show it new, real-world data it hasn't seen before, it falls apart. It can't generalize. It learned the noise, not the signal.
Like studying only past exam papers and then failing the actual exam because the questions are slightly different.
That's a pretty good analogy, yeah. You need a model that generalizes well to unseen data. Avoiding overfitting is a major focus in practice.
Okay, that clarifies the process and some core concepts. If we zoom out a bit, what are the big overarching themes or messages that run through the book?
I think one of the strongest is the emphasis on the human element. Data science isn't just about machines and algorithms replacing people. It's about augmenting human intelligence.
So it's a tool for humans, not a replacement.
Precisely. The best data scientists are bridge builders. They combine the technical skill stats, coding with that crucial domain expertise and communication skills. They need to understand human needs, even down to things like how to design a chart that people can actually understand and use.
Right. The human interpretation is key. What's another major theme?
The primacy of process. Linked back to CRISP-DM. They really argue against just diving in and randomly trying algorithms. Having that structured methodology, like CRISP-DM, is vital for ensuring you're solving the right problem and the results are reliable.
So method over just throwing tech at a problem.
Yeah. It connects back to that business understanding phase. If you don't get the question right, the fanciest technology in the world won't help you. The process keeps you honest and focused on the goal.
And the third big theme. I suspect it involves ethics.
You guessed it. The ethical imperative. This is woven throughout the book. They are adamant that data science is not neutral. Algorithms are trained on historical data,
which reflects past biases and inequalities.
Exactly. So if your historical hiring data is biased, your hiring algorithm will learn and potentially amplify that bias. They stress that ethics can't be an add-on at the end. It has to be integrated from the very beginning. Practitioners need to actively question the data, look for bias, and strive for fairness and transparency.
That feels incredibly important, especially now.
It's crucial. They discuss examples, things like issues with facial recognition or biased loan applications. It's a real-world responsibility.
The book seems great at boiling down complex ideas.
Mm.
Are there any particular quotes or key ideas that really stick out, sort of crystallize their philosophy?
Definitely. They have some lines that capture the essence well. One I like highlights the end goal. Data science is not just about the data, it's about using data to tell a story that drives action.
Ah, so it emphasizes communication and impact. It's not enough to just find something, you have to make it usable.
Precisely. If decision makers don't understand it or act on it, the analysis didn't achieve its purpose. Another key one reinforces that context point we discussed. Data without context is just noise.
Simple but powerful. You need the background.
Mm-hmm. And then there's one that really lands the ethical point with quite a bit of weight.
Mm.
An algorithm is an opinion embedded in code.
An opinion embedded in code.
Yeah.
Right.
And they elaborate. Because it is trained on historical data, it is a reflection of our past with all of its inherent biases and imperfections.
That really makes you stop and think. It forces you to question the supposed objectivity of algorithms.
Absolutely. They're not magic truth machines. They are shaped by the data we feed them, which is shaped by our often flawed history. We have to scrutinize that lineage.
Okay, thinking practically now. How can someone listening, maybe a manager, someone not deep in the tech weeds, actually use these ideas? What are some real-life applications?
Well, for managers, just understanding that CRISP-DM structure is immediately useful. You can suddenly ask much smarter questions about project plans. If someone says they'll do the data prep in a week for a six-month project.
You know, something's probably off, given that 80% figure.
Exactly. It helps you allocate resources better, spot unrealistic timelines, and ensure quality isn't being sacrificed early on. It's a practical management tool.
Okay, that makes sense. What about, say, someone in marketing?
Understanding the basics of clustering is huge. Instead of just segmenting customers by simple demographics like age or location, you can push for segmentation based on actual behavior, what they buy, when they browse. It allows for much smarter, more effective campaigns.
Moving beyond surface-level data and on a more personal level, how does this help us just navigate the world?
I think it makes you a much more critical consumer of information. You start to see stats and data claims everywhere in the news, in ads, understanding basics like the difference between correlation and causation.
Which is a huge one. Just because two things happen together doesn't mean one caused the other.
Precisely. That insight alone helps you cut through so much misinformation. Plus, you gain a better understanding of the technology shaping your life, how your streaming recommendations work, or why you see certain ads online. It demystifies the digital world a bit.
So wrapping up our deep dive here, what was the most valuable thing you took away from revisiting this book?
For me, it really is the successful demystification. Data science can seem so opaque and intimidating from the outside. This book genuinely makes it accessible. It gives you a solid mental model for how to approach problems using data. It teaches you the framework for thinking, not just the code.
I agree. That accessibility is key. Mm-hmm. The thing that really resonated with me this time was the ethical compass it provides. It constantly reminds you that data science is incredibly powerful.
A force that can really shape decisions and outcomes.
Right. But that power only leads to genuinely good outcomes if it's used skillfully, sure, but also with a healthy dose of skepticism about the data itself and a really strong proactive sense of ethical responsibility. That feels like the lasting crucial message.
Well said. Skill, skepticism, and responsibility.
See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by eCatra Foundation.